I'm speaking today with Richard Schechter, who is, I believe, the president of the HCC Board of Trustees.
And we are actually the past president.
Past president, my apologies. But we are speaking about the HCC ballot resolution. Sorry, I guess the referendum that will be on the ballot this fall to pass some bonds for the Houston Community College. So tell me first, as sort of a high level, you know, what this entails. What is in the bond referendum for Houston Community College?
HCC is seeking the voters' permission to borrow up to $425 million. This does not mean we will borrow all the money, but we are seeking the permission to have that right to borrow the money. The purpose of the money will be primarily to construct new facilities for our students. Charles, we are bursting at the seams. When I came on the board in 2006, we had 55,000 students. Last year, we had 75,000 students per semester attend Houston Community College. We have facilities that are basically designed to accommodate 50,000 students. We have a Coleman facility for our healthcare, allied professions, nursing, physical therapy, radiology technicians. It's built for 1,500 people. We have 3,500 students in it now, and we turned down 9 out of every 10 students who applied for our nursing program. We have facilities where classes run until 11:30 at night, and in some cases, labs run past midnight till 1:30 in the morning. We need the extra space, and that is where almost all of the money is going. There is a little bit of money going to one building, needs a little remodeling, and we have a couple of floors on other buildings to finish out. But other than that, it's all towards new facilities and equipment for those facilities.
Where are these new facilities going to be?
That is a much harder question to answer in a short time because they're located all over town. We will be building the primary focus on the facilities will be the allied health professions. There's $120 million set aside for a new facility in the medical center, as well as $20 to $30 million set aside for a facility at our 288 campus that is designed to work in conjunction with the Houston Dynamos and the Memorial Hermann folks. They're building a hospital out there. So that those two will be associated with the allied healthcare professions and training to provide those services. On the west side of town, we have $50 million allocated for a facility that will have heavy focus on STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math, and that's designed to help serve the energy corridor out there on I-10. We have $40-plus million that will go into North Forest. That is designed to build an early college high school where high school students can come and get their high school diploma and their college, their first 2 years of college and their AA degree while still in high school, as well as a workforce training building. We have some work that will be done at our Northline campus, our West Loop campus, as well as our Southeast campus, and our which is just off of I-45, and our Felix Fraga campus. And those are more minor constructions as opposed to new facilities. Missouri City will have money set aside for new facilities there, including a small business incubator where small business people can come, get jobs, get training on running their small businesses, as well as be able to rent if they want facilities there to operate their small business. We have a workforce center that's headed towards our facility in Stafford. We're going to be finishing out a floor on our building in A-Leaf, and I'm sure sure I'm leaving something out, Charles, but I think I've gone through everything.
All right. I recall that some folks in the A-Leaf Independent School District were kind of unhappy about this bond referendum, at least before it was formally voted on by the board. Can you speak to that, and have their concerns been addressed?
Yeah, I think we have addressed their concerns. The folks in A-Leaf, there were a couple of different sets of concerns, and the first is they were concerned, frankly, that we had not moved fast enough to build out their facility. But what we pointed out to those folks is that we have invested $81 million in the A-Leaf campus since 2006. That's more money that has been invested in the past 10 years in any campus except for one, and that is the central campus where most of that money went to rebuilding the San Jacinto High School building, to updating it so that it can be used safely here in the 21st century. But they've got more money at that campus than any other campus in HCC's district. Now, we're continuing that build-out process. We have right now a $15 million build-out that's taking place, designed to finish two of the floors out in that A-Leaf building and to accommodate our partnership with the University of Texas at Tyler, where a four-year institution is coming into that facility, and they will be offering mechanical, electrical, and civil engineering Bachelor of Science degrees at our HCC campus, working in conjunction with the folks in A-Leaf. What that means is that people will be able to, in A-Leaf, will be able to get an engineering degree in one of those four areas for half the price that they will be able to get that engineering. They would be able to get that engineering degree if they went to the University of Houston, the University of Texas, or Texas A&M. And so we have, we explained the timeline. They've been annexed 4 years, and I think we've gotten an understanding of their concerns, and they have an understanding of our goals, and I think we're on a positive, constructive path for the future.
All right. Obviously, in the last legislative session, funding for all kinds of education, including community college education, was rather dramatically cut. Is any of that going to, how does that affect all this construction planning? I mean, obviously it's a separate source of money, but, you know, once you built all this stuff out, are you going to be able to have the faculty and staff for it and all, be able to cover the expenses for it, given what the legislature's done?
Absolutely. One of the advantages of new facilities is that you can then allow more students in, and you can educate and train more students. And when you bring more students in, you get their tuition revenues and state funding for those revenues. So you create a new, I hate to be financial about our students, but their attendance creates additional revenue, and that revenue, along with some other savings that we've identified, will allow us to staff these facilities.
Okay. Now, the HISD bond referendum will cause the HISD tax rate to rise gradually over a few years. Does the HCC bond referendum come with a tax increase?
Yes, it does, and it's our fundamental principle is the same. All the money will not be borrowed immediately. It'll be borrowed over a time frame, probably a three-year time frame. So that incremental increase will take place, we think, starting in the 2015, maybe 2014, but probably the 2015 tax bill, and go through 2017 until it maximizes then. And that incremental increase, if you're asking the amount, it's our projection is it will be a 2 cent tax increase per $100 evaluation, or to help people understand, $30 to $35 a year for the average household in Houston, Texas, or in our taxing district. Now, that said, there's an assumption that this is based on, and that assumption is that there is assumption that everything remains static for the next 30 years, the term of this bond. If there's growth in the city of Houston in the order of 2 to 3%, such as the economic growth we had this past year in Houston, then the tax rate increase will be closer to 1.5, 1.7 cents than it will be to 2.2 cents. And to the extent that there is greater growth, then the tax rate will be reduced further.
Okay. There are, as you know, numerous referendums on the ballot in the city of Houston. There's HISD, both are pretty big. There's also, you know, the Metro referendum. You know, the HCC referendum, I think it's fair to say, has gotten the least amount of attention of them all. Does that cause any concern for the advocates of this bond?
No, we're working on getting the factual information out to the community, and that's why I'm grateful for your interview, Charles, because people need to know what's the amount, what is the money going to be used for, why do we need the money, and what's it going to cost. And here's the thing. HCC, most of the money in these buildings, HCC is going to use for workforce training, to train and educate our folks so that they can do the jobs that Houston businesses need done in the 21st century. And so this is really about keeping Houston an economically vibrant city and competitive in a global economy. Now, we really have a choice. We can construct these buildings, and by we, I mean as citizens of this region, we can construct these buildings and we can train Houstonians to do the jobs that Houston businesses need done, or we can import people from other states or other countries to do these jobs. We're for training Houstonians, and I think most Houstonians are in the same place.
Okay, and so what happens if this bond referendum doesn't pass?
Well, then we'll have to figure out, then we'll have to go back to the drawing board. The problem with funding, frankly, is that this referendum creates a mechanism both for borrowing the money and paying for it. And without that mechanism, it's going to be impossible for us to do the same kind of building campaign. And we'll just have to go back and figure out, you know, what we can do on an incremental basis to fill the needs, if anything.
Okay. Is there anything else that people need to know about this that I haven't touched on?
You know, I think you've hit on the key points, and if you don't mind, I just sort of rehash them again. Most of the money is going to build new facilities and to equip those facilities. Some will be used also to update the technology in other of our buildings so that they're functioning at that our students are in classrooms at work at a 21st century level. The purpose of doing this is to alleviate the demand that we have on the system. We're not doing this to hold the same number of people the buildings are designed to hold for. Our demand is increasing. With the deregulation of tuition in college, Charles, more and more, as the tuition increases, more and more people are vying to spend their first 2 years in community college. 75% of the freshmen and sophomores doing college work in the state of Texas are doing their work in community colleges. And as tuition deregulation increases, and as the federal government addresses its deficits, and I expect Pell Grants, the value of those Pell Grants to decrease, more and more people will be turning to Houston Community College as well as the other community colleges in the region for education. So this is based on a need, and when people leave HCC, they'll have education, they'll have a workforce training certificate or degree. They can take what they have from HCC, get better jobs, build a business,
All right, Richard Schechter, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Charles, for having me.